2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 88 degrees, partly cloudy, KSL's top story. 519 might soon be 501. In theory, the president is proposing a gas tax holiday, which could bring down the cost of the average gallon of gas by 18 cents. Team coverage, gas price relief. We begin with KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
President Biden called on Congress to pass a temporary gas tax holiday this afternoon. The break on the federal tax would last until September. Gas Buddy estimates altogether American consumers would save about $70 million every day. The president hopes a gas tax holiday will help families get through the summer until other solutions can be enacted.
President Biden also called on states to suspend their own gas taxes temporarily. Utah Senate President Stuart Adams calls the potential pause in the gas tax a band-aid. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage.
President Adams says it's not addressing the problem.
They really want to fix that. Let's increase the production. Let's make sure we can deliver more product. When you have more product, you're going to have prices go down.
He says that means more drilling leases at home.
We've got more oil in the United States than we've ever had. We've been energy independent before. We need to focus on how to be energy independent, not short-term fixes.
Meanwhile, Governor Cox says he likes any relief for Utahns, but he's concerned about the whole amount not actually making it to consumers and more demand causing more inflation. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Republicans in Congress are rejecting the president's gas tax holiday. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, on the Senate floor, Republican John Barrasso slammed the president's plan. He calls it a gimmick that won't address the root of the country's problem.
Put out the permits so that we can do more energy infrastructure construction. It is time, Mr. President, to stop the gimmicks and unleash American energy.
At the pump, consumers are just looking for a break.
We don't know what to do because the prices are increasing every single day.
The president is also asking oil companies to increase their production. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes a gun reform package advanced this week in the Senate will address the problems both parties brought to the floor in recent weeks.
What I'm mainly concerned about is dealing with the issues that have been brought to the fore by these mass shootings, which are directly related to school safety and mental health. And I think Senator Cornyn and his team have put together a bill that addresses the problem.
McConnell says while not everyone agrees with the measure, he believes there are enough votes to get it approved. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell tells Congress the nation's central bank will likely continue to raise interest rates until inflation is under control.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
The next rate hike is expected at the end of July. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah State Parks Department says the man who died and the other injured in Promontory were in off-highway vehicle accidents. There were two separate incidents. They happened within 30 minutes of each other yesterday afternoon. The man who died has been confirmed as 69-year-old William Kosman. Both of the men are seasonal workers for the county's weed control department. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says it's taking steps to conserve water at its meeting houses and other facilities in Utah. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson with more.
The church says it's been installing water-saving technology at newer meeting houses and retrofitting older ones with smart irrigation controllers and drip systems. It also says it's using secondary or reclaimed water in some cases. The church plans to reduce irrigation schedules at its buildings and will allow some lawns to turn brown to meet local requirements.
The church says it's joining with other faith groups in praying for relief from the drought. You can once again see the animals and the scenic beauty in Yellowstone. The southern loop of the park reopened this morning, you know, after flooding closed roads earlier this month. KSL TV's Alex Cabrero reports the park is trying to avoid overcrowding by limiting who can come in.
Now, if you do come up here, it's important to note that Yellowstone is doing an alternating license plate system to get in. The park superintendent has said that only half the park open can't handle the full visitation, so they went to the system. How it works basically is if your license plate ends in an even number, you get in on even number days. Like today's the 22nd, so even numbered license plates get in. Odd number license plate on odd days. If your license plate has all letters, it means you're an odd number. They consider that on the odd number side.
He says all people with camping or lodge reservations will be able to get into the park, regardless of their license plate number. KSL News Time 6:05. Salt Lake County Council has approved $7 million that will go toward the homeless. Last night, the council amended its budget to include funding to pay off debt from three new homeless shelters that were built in 2019. Utah correction workers will be seeing a raise in July. Governor Cox says the pay bump comes as the department is struggling to fill the open positions.
We're short of correctional employees right now. Like everyone else, there is a worker shortage in the state of Utah.
The governor says there are 200 jobs open at correctional facilities. KSL News Time 6:05. Ricky, you keeping up with all this?
I couldn't get my microphone to do it.
No, I was just wondering if you're able to keep up with all the traffic problems. Starting to wonder now.
You know what? It's taken a while, but we are finally seeing an improvement. In fact, the crash that we had northbound on I-15 prior to 2100 South has just cleared. All lanes of travel are open, so the delays that are back to Midvale should start to ease. But it's going to be 3 to 4 hours before Van Winkle is open. It's only the southbound side, but it's closed due to a crash that took out a traffic light pole at 6100 South. That closure begins at Vine Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.